karuna nimaidas, is if Krishna is the source of all incarnations, why include him in the list of incarnations in the first place? And why does Bhagavad said that in the beginning the Purusha form was there? In fact, the Vedas use the word Purush to signify the Godhead. In the Purusha Sukta, the creation hymn, it is said that the Purusha creates this world. We come to know that he is Vishnu since it is mentioned that Lakshmi is his consort. Hrishcha te Lakshmishcha patnyau. Why do not the Vedas say that Krishna is the root and Radha is his consort? Why Purush and his consort is Lakshmi? So Karuna Nirmai sounds like they're initiated devotee by Jaipitaka Maharaj, probably, with a name like that, who comes from a South Indian background and is having some doubts about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, as presented in Srila Prabhupada's books. Krishna is mentioned in the third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam as one of the avatars. And the first is given as the, or in the beginning, the Purush. So this is, chronologically speaking, from our perspective, first, from the perspective of the material world, that first is the Purush, three Purushas, the Purush avatars, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, Garbho Dakshai Vishnu, Kshira Dakshai Vishnu. And from them all the avatars appear. So Krishna also appears. So that's from the perspective of this world. Although later in that chapter it's mentioned that ete chang sakala pumsang krishnastu bhagavan swayam, that these are all these forms that are mentioned, they are expansions of the original form, but Krishna himself is he is himself directly Bhagavan. So that is stated, it's like in the at the end of a TV program you might, or some movie, you might see the cast written in order of appearance. First so-and-so comes in, but it doesn't mean that if you say it in order of appearance, it doesn't mean that the principal character necessarily comes first. So from our, in a chronological order, Krishna doesn't come first. And Krishna does appear as an avatar. He is also an avatar. Avatar means one who comes down in that sense. But he's also avatari. He's the source of all the avatars. And so why in the Vedas is emphasis given to the Purush and not to Krishna and Radha? Because Krishna, Radha and Krishna, that is Krishna's personal affairs. If we speak about the Prime Minister, if we introduce a person and we say, first of all, this is his name, this is his wife, you say, yeah, okay, alright, nice to see you, see you later. We're not very interested. But if we introduce, he's the Prime Minister of India. Of course, the Prime Minister of India is such a big person among us little people that we don't get to meet him. But just to give some example, that this person, if we just meet a person in the street and we say, here's his name, and we may not be very interested. That's why in India when people meet, they say, what is your educational qualification? or they give a card and says managing director, or okay, very important, managing director of T.S. Singh Hot Lorry. He takes out the lorry every day and sells some tea or something. He's the managing director. So, or marketing executive for Hewlett Packard, Andhra Pradesh. I think, big position. So then we take more interest in the person. And if he's a very, of course, we're not that much interested in the marketing executive of Hewlett Packard for Andhra Pradesh, what his personal affairs are, but we might be interested to know about the Prime Minister of India. He's such a big person that he's of such importance from the worldly sense. And if you just meet someone on the street with, you know, there are so many Sikhs, and you meet this Sikh with a blue turban. And okay. But then, if he's the Prime Minister of India, then we think he's very important. So, we become more interested to know about, when someone is very important, then we become interested to know about his personal details. But we may not be privy to them, because that's his own personal life. And a very big and important person, he doesn't just share his private life with everyone. It's to a very small group. So in the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is presented as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just so we understand how important he is. His own private life, Personality of Godhead, he manifests his might as Vishnu, Narayana, his glory, his power, but his own personal intimate dealings, that's for an intimate few. So that is Radha Krishna. So the Vedas, they establish the glory of Bhagavan, so that we foolish people will worship him and understand his greatness. Radha and Krishna, that is his intimate leela. So first we should understand how great is God. Then we will understand about Radha and Krishna. But from the point of view of the Supreme Lord, his own intimate pastimes, they're more important to him than his formal activities. Just like the Prime Minister, if one of his children has some mishap, some accident, he may be at some big government function discussing with heads of state, but if his child is admitted in hospital with a serious condition, he'll be thinking much more about his child than all these big heads of state. The heads of state are much more important from the worldly point of view than his child. But because the child is very dear to him, even when he's meeting with big heads of state, he's thinking of the child. So we want to have that relationship with Krishna. Not a formal relationship. Very intimate relationship. But that is not the subject matter of the formal representation of the Supreme Lord as given in the Vedas. That the subject matter is about the Supreme Lord, the various demigods, all the big shots in the universe. But Krishna's own personal interest is with his friends in Vrindavan.